All day.
Perfect.
All day.
Perfect. Tell me that Oregon doesn't get you jacked. Honestly, I think Matthews might score 93. You play that down at Scotiabank. Wayne Gretzky will fly in.
Play it from the beginning again, JP. 93. Can you imagine a 25-year-old Austin Matthews scores a...
Tell me this doesn't remind you of the Garden Zone. Like, I don't care about Matthews. Who cares, man? He's 24 years old, 25 years old. I'm talking about my own personal satisfaction.
But
that's
the idea of that pumping you up is outrageous. Outrageous.
Well, that's just a sample, right? Like, obviously, there'd be other examples. Tell me that's not a track you resonate with. That resonates with you, too. That's a hockey song.
It does.
Said goodbye to this long time.
That's the old Sudbury Arena. That's up in the Sioux. That's good Canadian, like at the core of Canadian hockey.
Grappler, you want to get a 0% pole, Grappler? Throw it out there. This is garbage. I love Jimmy Holmstrom.
I don't know the name of this song, but we played in Seattle in junior 100 years ago, and it used to be na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na.
Yes.
Na, na, na,
is that Van Halen? I think maybe.
No, I don't think it's Van Halen. It's like Chelsea.
It's a standard
Dagger,
Oregon song.
But it would drive you nuts. Like even like Chelsea Dagger in Chicago. You know that the song that the crowd lives.
Yeah.
That's a great one
that everyone seems to support. That's what got it all started. There were no goal songs back in the day. And then Chicago started winning cups, and they always played that song. And now all of a sudden, everyone's got to follow suit.
But
Exhibit A, it's the New York Rangers. Like, that's crazy. That's intensity. Listen to JP play it again. Listen to what this guy wants.
Mix in a bagpipe with an organ.
That'd
be outstanding.
What's the name of the instrument?
You're way out of line with this stuff.
where it's like an organ, but on your chest, and you squeeze it. What's the name of that thing?
Accordion or something?
No,
or an accordion.
Accordion. Imagine a guy with an accordion at the end of the rink playing.
Just get every obscure instrument and mash it together, and the Leafs will have home ice advantage.
The harmonica, like all of these things. Like I think it just has to be a rock and roll mainstream song.
Well,
Highway to Hell.
Yes, I agree with you. That'd be great. You know who should make the call? Maybe Matt Murray could make a call, right? Like, what does he hate hearing when he was on the road? Maybe you should go to your goaltender and basically try to get a read on how they feel about it, because tonight is the we embark on a new era, right? A new journey with Matt Murray and net tonight. What are we expecting?
You don't want to be haunted by it. I'll never forget. I was a goalie coach in Calgary. And we got rinsed in Chicago one night. And, like, I think Kiprusoff gave up, like, a 7 spot. And I went to see him on the plane afterwards, and he was just kind of hanging out. And I leaned in. I'm like, how are things going? And he just literally leaned it over to me and was like, da 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 da. That's what he said. He started singing that song because he was like he had heard it 7 times that night. He was laughing about it, but he's like, God, I never want to hear that song again. So
exactly.
Maybe Matt Murray will have something.
Go to the goalie, and the goalie will tell you whatever they hate hearing, then that's probably what you should be playing. I'll bet you Ray's an old school organ guy, like back in Trail, right? Back with the Trail Smoke Eaters. What else were they playing back in 1939?
JP, hit us with a little something from the Smoke Eaters.
They were playing the organ, I'll bet you, back in the day. Here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. Are you an organ fan or what?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
Ray, listen to this guy. Listen to this. They're talking about the Leafs goal song. JP, please have this stuff ready, okay? And this guy said he's had enough of Hall & Oates. And instead of a song, he wants the organ to start playing when a guy scores a... Listen to this!
Honestly, I think Matthew scores 93. 93 this year if they have this as the goal song. Anything organ.
I think he quits. If he scores and he has to listen to that, he quits or never tries to score again.
Yeah.
That's a terrible... You cannot work in PR. No way. It's terrible.
People would leave the building. Imagine 60 goals goes in the 60th.
This song, anyone that's ever played hockey knows this song.
This is going in for a face-off, though. This is, you're going in for a face-off. Guaranteed, you guys. Ray, O-Dog, you're going for a face-off. This song was playing in between, correct?
They say you got to cut out the noise noodles. I would have never heard something like that. I would have never said, oh, yeah, let's go. I'm going to beat Gretzky on a face-off. It's absurd.
Well, look, I was in Hartford. We had Brass Bonanza. I think everybody hated it except our fans loved it. And so we had Brass Bonanza for, I don't know how long that was. And I think you guys hated it all when you started. You guys ended up changing it, did you not?
Ray, I had no idea what that thing was. And I skated out for warm-up, and I was like, what am I, in the 70s or something? Where's Gordy Howe? And this Brass Bonanza thing.
I remember that. I love that song.
I was like, who the hell's tradition is this? And you can see the other guys in the other team like, no way, man. They're like, nice song, guys. It was tough. It was tough.
Ray, there was buildings I know in the Western Hockey League that had song. Like Kamloops always had that taken care of business, and they'd come strutting out. Little tucks would be flying around out there. And I know Seattle had that. I think people writing in is Gary Glitter, rock and roll or whatever.
Gary Glitter.
In Lethbridge, we had Running Down a Dream. We'd come flying out to Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. And I think they played it every time we scored. So I don't know. The Leafs got to find something.
They got to find something, Ray. It's your call. Yeah, I felt like Ray's been gone for about 5 minutes. You could feel it because he would have jumped in so many different times.
Communications company. We don't have phones at work.
No, we don't have phones at work. I'm saying we should be playing organs during songs.
We've got to go back to it. That's what even be better. We should have organs. But my understanding, apparently this Gary Glitter guy got himself in some trouble or something, so we don't want this guy's song out there. So,
oh,
I don't
so
know
we don't support
that.
Gary Glitter now?
We don't support him. Somebody
Forget
wrote that,
Jerry
so
Glitter,
I'd have
then.
To look into it. Yeah, Jerry Glitter's out. But
I think it's difficult for society to know everything about everyone. You know, it's kind of, where are we going with all this? But anyway, we'll see if we can get Ray back on the line. Because he is, as we mentioned, he is narrating a documentary that debuts tonight at 7:30 on TSN will premiere the documentary Trophy Town, the inspiring story of the Trail Smoke Eaters, a remote BC hockey team that beat incredible odds to win the 1939 and 1961 World Hockey Championships. And Ray obviously is the pride of Trail BC. So yeah. Ray's getting into the narration business. We're all stepping out of our comfort zone here. I love it. So we'll see if we can get Ray back on.
I don't mind that. I just think something has to come of these songs. Like,
yeah, we'll figure it out.
You are seeing, even the Buffalo Sabres were, I think guys were allowed their own goal song. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You'd have to have that queued up.
Yeah, you would, and you'd have, exactly, each player, then it gets confusing. Anyway, we got Ray back, and Ray, we're just plugging the Trophy Town documentary. You're going David Attenborough on us here. You're narrating docs.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They phoned. These guys are producing this movie about the Trail Smoke Eaters, 1931, 1938, 1961 Trail Smoke Eaters. And they said, hey, would you be interested in narrating it? And I'm like, okay, well, what kind of project is it? So we talked a bit. I'm telling you guys, like, I don't know if many towns have much, as much connection to their sports past as Trail does. So when they asked, I saw what it was. I'm like, man, I would love to do this. It would be awesome. So it's basically a story of, you know, these guys, these local amateur players who went and played at the time the Soviet Union, and they're the last amateur Canadian team to win a world championship in 1961. And these guys are like, they were just like the people we saw around town all the time. You know, so it was such a big deal, senior hockey at the time, like in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I grew up, I wanted to play in Trail. Like, I wanted to play on Friday night in the Cominco Arena. That was like my dream. And so when they asked if I'd do this, I think people will find the footage awesome. It's a story, seriously, about a bunch of regular guys that were excellent hockey players for their day. And somehow they won the world championship. They became heroes in our town forever. I mean, there's only a few left, and it's pretty cool to see them in the movie.
That is really cool. And again, that debuts tonight on TSN. Tonight, the Leafs and Habs are playing down at Scotiabank, and Matt Murray is making his preseason debut. As I'm sure you're aware of, Ray, there's some anxiety in the air when it comes to goaltending with this team. What do you think Murray needs to show his teammates, most importantly, between not only tonight, but between now and opening night?
Well, yeah, so I was just going to say, Brian, like, so Samsonov plays the first game, does a great job, and I'm like, so everybody should be happy with the way that he played. But if he had given up four in his 30 minutes, like, look, he's going to be one of the two goalies on opening night, and he's played in the NHL before, and that's what it really is going to, you know, the story will be told about what these guys can do. Murray's the same thing. Between now and then, he's got to make sure he's ready to go to whatever it is. I mean, the skaters, we all knew the game was getting different each week of camp. I'm assuming Noodles, it's the same thing, right, for the goalies. The junior guys are gone, so the shooters are better. The pace picks up, so now everything happens a little crisper, a little cleaner. And so for Murray, week by week, he's got to show himself that he's ready, because the guys will obviously be staring at him a lot. I mean, it's a big part of the team. I think it's an enormous swing by the Leafs at the plate here. I mean, like, this, I guess it could work. It could spectacularly fail. And how would you know? I mean, you just
all right, we'll have to throw Ray back on hold, see if we can get him back on. Not a good start. That's not on our line. And listen, positivity to end 2022, it's all good.
You know, we're all positive all the time.
All
now.
The time.
I've got an idea. When things go south, JP, just start the organ. Play it up, Dan.
I love
Dan,
it. Dan, like, and everyone's in a good mood again.
Like, it just gets us right refocused again. Ray, his phone goes south. JP, just fire up like that.
Yeah. As soon as you hear the awkward silence, do.
It's a filler.
Just fire up.
It's a filler. I think we have Ray back, though. Ray, are you got us, or?
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, why would it change from year to year?
I don't know.
Like, seriously.
So, you didn't move, did you?
No, I can hear everything clearly. I think I must have, it's not a phone, it's like a megaphone. You know, like you just talk out and nobody hears you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I got. So, can you hear, if you can hear me, I said Matt Murray and Samsonov will either spectacularly fail or this is going to be fine, but you're not going to find out till you're knee deep in the season. It's a it's a huge risk.
Yeah, I think everyone's in the same boat, Ray. I mean, we've all seen Matt Murray play good hockey, but we've also seen what happened in Ottawa the last couple of years. And Samsonov, even though his win-loss record was good, he was under .900 save percentage, and Washington felt that they needed to walk away from both of their goaltenders from last year. So they did, and that's why they went and got Kemper. So, I mean, it is a big gamble, but I've said this before. I think the Leafs are a good team, and they're going to get some wins based on just having, if you have stable goaltending, they'll win a bunch of games. But, you know, it's when the chips are down, that's when you start to get concerned.
Well, I'm more concerned, I think, immediately with the state of their defense right now, with the health, and, you know, and Sandin's not there. And that, of course, is going to, I mean, the team is, they've got a very good team. The guys playing in front of them are going to determine a lot of their success. The shot quality, the shot variety, you know, do they clean up the mess quickly and get out of the zone a little more quickly? If Muzzin is limping along all year, man, that's a big problem for them. If they've got to get Sandin in there at some point. They're not going to have Liljegren for, what is it now, a few more weeks to go. So it's, that part to me is, that's as big an issue as anything. At least your goalies are healthy. You know, they've played in the league before. Your defense is not.
Well, speaking of health, news came down yesterday. John Tavares will miss at least 3 weeks with an oblique strain. He is not a kid anymore. If he ends up missing 4 or 5 games to start the season, if not more than that, how will that affect your projection for him this season? What do you expect out of him?
Well, I would say this about missing camp as you get older. You don't really put much thought to it because you think, okay, I'll be fine. It's just a couple of weeks. And I know as I got older, I hated training camp, but I knew I needed it. And if you're a couple of weeks behind the ball here, it can get away from you pretty quickly. Because if he's 3 weeks, right, so you're into the, you know, kind of like the latter part of October, everybody else has moved 3 weeks away from you, conditioning-wise, tempo-wise, and you've got to catch up. And it takes you a little bit of time to catch up. It's not catastrophic, but it can put the start of your season in a little bit of a bucket. You got to step out of the bucket. That's the biggest concern that I would have with it. I mean, he didn't get faster. He didn't get, you know, he's not going to score 30 goals from the tops of the circles this year. He's the same player that he was last year. He's a little, you know, he's 6 months older than the end of last year. But I don't see it as a, you know, as a terrible, you know, catastrophic injury type of thing. I am amazed with how many teams have good players out across the league for significant time. I mean, the Bruins have McAvoy and Marchand. Florida's got Duclair. Duclair's out till January with a, you know, he tore his Achilles tendon. Guys, a couple of guys. Like, across the league, there is Landeskog in Colorado. There's really good players that are from their teams, and they're all going to have to climb back into the pace of the game.
That's where I was going to go, Ray. Are you shocked at the amount of players out, and do you think there's a specific, you know, is it just bad luck, or is it because of the condensed seasons, because of the bubble? You know, like, it is kind of jarring, the names, when you go through the list in the morning, like, every team seems to have one or two guys where you're like, okay, where did that injury come from? They're 4 days into camp. Like, it is. Do you think there's some specific thing, or is it just because of the mileage or bad luck for all of these guys?
No, I do think it has everything to do with the speed of the game and the way that the guys train and the way that the guys have to train now to start the season. It's like they're like a piano wire. They're so tight. I don't mean physically they're not flexible and all that. They are tuned at a place where we never had to be. We had a few weeks of training camp to ease our way in, to get ourselves into the best shape that we were going to get to skate. These guys they're running on red through their training. Everything is quick. Everything is fast. It's demanding. And people get hurt when they're like that. And I think it has a lot to do with that more than anything else. It's not, look, guys used to get hurt because they were out of shape. These guys are getting hurt because of the way that they have to train to play at the level they have to play at. I think it's a big factor. And look, they get to camp, they're up there, they're there for a couple of days, and boom, they're into inter squad games, and then they play exhibition games like right away. I don't think any of that's helpful.
Ray, what do you think Austin Matthews does to try to kind of follow up a 60-goal campaign? I mean, you scored 108 in junior. I can't imagine what you thought, how you could improve in the summertime after that season. But, like, what should the approach be? Or is it like Sidney Crosby approach, where it's like every year try to work on something different, try to win the Selke? I don't know. How would he approach it?
I don't, like, at that level, I mean, you know, for most of us, there was lots of things to work on and to improve on from year to year. And so, like, Matthews already plays great without the puck. Could he play a little better? Sure. Could he, I don't know, could he be healthier? Maybe, right? Like, that's, I mean, health is health. It gives you a few more games per year. I think he's entering into the portion of his career like Crosby did for that special part of time. And we've seen from Ovi and those guys, the very, very best players, they hit the peak of their career, and for a half a dozen, 7 years, you look at numbers and you go, geez, I can't believe they can keep doing it. Like, why wouldn't Matthews score the same? Like, I don't think there's any reason that he shouldn't. His game is, like, every year he seems to, you know, he's a little stronger, a little quicker. The release is a little more deceptive. You hear the goalies talk about that all the time. And I'll be stunned. I don't know if stunned's the right word. If he doesn't get 50 goals, I mean, like, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
And 50 goals is pretty damn tough these days. And,
right.
You know, I think he does that falling out of bed.
Same. Like, I'd be stunned. I'll use that word if he doesn't win the Rocket and he plays 80 games. You know, like, the idea of someone outscoring him right now seems like an impossibility the way he's been rocking. So
it is a weird season for them, though, because, like a lot of teams, I guess, well, not a lot of teams, but their real story's written starting in April, right? Like, they can do whatever they want to do now, and everybody's going to say, oh, that's great, they've done this before, we need to see them in April. And I've always found that to be a little bit of an odd way to have to go through a season. Like, remember when Tampa got knocked out by Columbus, and it didn't matter if they got 110 points or 90 points, they just had to get in the playoffs, and then everybody wanted to see if they could be a really good team, and then they won the Cup twice. Like, the Leafs could, I see their points percentage over the last 5 years. It's awesome. And last year was fifth most in history and all that. And does anybody really care? When you get to a certain level, the care is, can you win? Can you advance? And for those guys, that's all this stuff is preparatory work for that time of year.
Yep.
And it's not their fault. About the expectations, but that's just the way it's going to be evaluated.
Yep. Well, maybe they watch Trophy Town tonight, get inspired by the old Trail Smoke Eaters.
Right? Well, I'll tell you, Hayes, if they watch it, look at the equipment these guys are wearing. It's like, when I saw the footage, I'm like, damn, we used to, you know, what we used to wear. And I'll tell you, this is how ingrained these guys were, the Trail Smoke Eaters were in our community. If you went to buy hockey equipment, you went to Seth Martin Sporting Goods. Seth was a legendary goaltender for Canada. He's from Trail. He played on that team. Played for the St. Louis Blues when expansion came along. But you went to Seth Sporting Goods, and you got your hockey gear. The guy that sharpened the skates, he was one of the players on the team. Like, Addie Tambellini, Steven's dad, who was the GM with the Oilers, he was the Parks and Recreation director. Like, these guys were all around our town. They beat us. Like, this is really crazy. Their whole budget was $42,000 for the last month.
Yeah. So, well,
they had no money. They're like, they raised $42,000.
And they made it, and now they're on TSN tonight with you being the narrator. We got to fly, buddy, but we'll be watching it tonight. We'll do this again soon.
Awesome, and if you're ever in doubt, Brass Bonanza is a safe, solid way to go.
Okay. We'll send that vote in. Shanahan will hear from us. We'll CC you on the email.
Every guy should have their own goal song. That's the way it is.
All right. There you go. All right, there's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst.